This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 326, Vocabulary Cheat Sheet for Soaring IELTS Speaking Scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn a very simple yet vital activity to raise your vocabulary score for IELTS speaking parts 1 and 2. Find out how to create your own IELTS vocabulary cheat sheet. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today to this episode of IELTS Energy. I do not have a lot of energy today because I went to the pumpkin patch this morning with my son's kindergarten class, and it was crazy. It was so muddy. Students were sitting down and dumping water out of their boots. Like, it was crazy, but so much fun. I am so lucky that I get to spend time doing stuff like this with my son and knowing all of his friends. Okay, so I am here alone today, as you can hear, because I wanted to summarize just something that is necessary for you guys. And it's, you know, it's advice that I give my students. And I wanted to share this with all of you listeners out there because this is an exercise that you can do that I promise you will raise your vocabulary score in IELTS speaking part 1 and 2. Okay. So we've mentioned on the show before the idea of a vocabulary notebook, how important it is for you to develop your own vocab notebook. And I'm not sure if everyone is doing this the way that I want you to do it or the most effective way. So first of all, guys, what you should not do is have like 30 pages just filled with words, okay? That's not going to help you guys. Do you think that just because you write down 200 words, is that going to help you? Are you going to remember those words? Are you going to use them in your speaking and writing? No, probably not. I mean, not only does it take a lot of time to list all those words, but it takes a really long time to study them every week, review them, and practice them. So let me help you guys out here, okay? All you need for speaking part 1 and 2, all you need is one page. That's it. One page. Any more than that is not useful and not necessary, okay? So let me tell you exactly what to put on this page to raise your vocabulary score in speaking parts 1 and 2. First of all, you know that you need some informal language. You have to show the examiner you are flexible, right? So, of course, this includes academic vocabulary in speaking part 3, but what does this mean for speaking part 1 and 2? It means you have to show some informal language, a variety of comfortable native speaker lexis, okay? Lexis means vocabulary, by the way. So what I recommend doing is write down like 5 to 8 slang words, all right? You can get these slang words from our YouTube channel, also on our blog. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and just search for slang. You can also check out our YouTube channel, which, to be honest, most of those videos are on our blog, but you can also check out our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV, and search for slang. Now, here's the key, guys. Don't write down everything. Only write down a couple words or phrases from each video. Words or phrases that suit you. Words or phrases that you're comfortable with that you can use, okay? So no more than 8 slang words or phrases. Put that at the top of your vocabulary cheat sheet, okay? Under that, three idioms. And again, these idioms can come from us. We give you guys everything. Go to our website, search idioms. Go to our YouTube channel, search idioms. And don't write down everything. Only choose three that you know you can use, that you like to use. Okay? So three idioms. And then here is the key, you guys. Here is the key to just changing the game in your vocabulary. Hello, lovely IELTS candidates. If you are ready to learn what the examiner needs to see in order to give you high scores for vocabulary, not only on the speaking exam, but also writing tasks 1 and 2, we have you covered. Everything you need is in our course, 3 Keys IELTS. Check it out at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, we need words that we know we're going to use, right? That's another reason why making a list of 300 words doesn't make any sense, because you don't know what the topics are going to be. You don't know if you're going to be able to use those words on the IELTS exam, right? So don't waste your time, guys. Be a smart, efficient learner, okay? So this is key. Take notes. What you have to do, write down these words. Good. Bad, very, a lot, small, big, and like. The verb like. Okay, these words are super easy, obviously. And these are words that come out constantly when you are answering questions and speaking part 1 and 2, so we know we're going to use them. So write down these most common words and then go to thesaurus.com, search for interesting synonyms and paraphrases. All right. So for example, instead of big, you could say massive. Instead of I like blah, 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 you could say enjoy, take pleasure in, delight in, right? There are so many interesting words for these super easy words, okay? So make that list. Make a list of interesting synonyms and paraphrases for those words that I just told you, okay? But that's not it. You're not done. Writing stuff down is not enough. It's not going to make you use it. Okay. This is why I'm calling this a cheat sheet, because you're going to keep this one page in front of you and you're going to practice speaking part 1 and 2 while staring at these words and speak slowly. Okay. Speak slowly in this practice so you have time to look at these lists and make sure that you are forcing yourself to use these words. Okay. Next step, record yourself practicing speaking part 1 and 2. You could do this alone, guys, or with a friend, you know, make it more valid test practice. Have a friend act like an IELTS examiner, and record yourself. When you listen to the recording, if you hear easy words like good, bad, very, a lot, small, big, like, if you hear those easy words, then you need to stop the recording and practice answering the same question again with better vocabulary, okay? Take these easy words out of your vocab, okay? I mean, as well, they should not be in your writing. We don't use easy words in our writing either, okay? Easy words are band score 5, band score 6, right? You guys are better than that, but you have to force yourself to change the way you speak. Don't rely on easy communication. If you are stuck in a rut because you are able to communicate everything you need to, it's hard to change, guys, but this activity that I told you today, this is how we force ourselves, we push ourselves to get better. So I encourage you to listen to this episode a couple times, take notes on all the steps of this activity, and please follow my directions to a T. That's a good idiom. Follow something to a T, because I am certain that this list will raise your vocabulary score, you guys. And that's what we want. Students are always asking, like, how do I get better vocabulary? This is it, guys. This is it. So I encourage you to follow through with this activity and you will see improvement in your scores. All right. You can hear my dog shaking in the background. I am exhausted from my pumpkin patch morning, but I mean exhausted yet exhilarated. Here's another word for you guys. Exhilarated means I feel great. I'm exhilarated from my experience this morning, and I hope you guys can describe exhilarating experiences on your next IELTS exam. All right, that is it for IELTS Energy today. Thank you for listening. And remember to come back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and search for slang and idioms and speaking part one and speaking part two. We have all the advice you need. And in our course, we give you a list of all the words you need to impress the examiner on the Saturday or Thursday that you take your IELTS exam. If you are ready to get into our course, find out exactly how to impress the examiner, not only in vocabulary, but in fluency and coherence, pronunciation, grammar. If you are ready to really push yourself, guys, go ahead and check out allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, that's it for me. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.